السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام and most respected brothers, we are discussing the last verses of Surah Baqarah. The last two ayat of Surah Baqarah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given in the night of Mi'raj. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself said that these two verses commencing from Aman ar-Rasul bima unzila up till the end, says Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave from beneath His arsh, from special treasure beneath His arsh, that is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed this ummah with these ayats from. And if you look at some of the other hadiths, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wrote these last verses of Surah Baqarah 2000 years before the creation of anything. Allah Ta'ala wrote it with His own hands. Now what we mean by hands is that with Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power, because Allah Ta'ala is not a human being possessing hands like our hands. But the fact is that to emphasize and to show its importance, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wrote it with His own hands 2000 years before the creation of anything of the creation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if a person recites these last two verses of Surah Baqarah from Aman ar-Rasul up to the end, then if he recites it after Isha, and after Isha can mean immediately after Isha, it can mean 1 hour later, it can mean before going to bed, but if the person reads it, then it will suffice for him in place of Tahajjud Salat. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy for all the worlds. Rasul e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy for the rich, for the poor, for the strong and the weak. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was a mercy for lazy ones like us also. So there will be those in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam who will exert themselves, who will make the effort to get up and make the tahajjud salat. But there will be people like us also who cannot get up for Tahajjud Salat. Yet that is the best time to get connected with our Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no time more beautiful to shed tears before Allah Ta'ala than the early part of the morning or the late part of the night. At that time there is sukoon, there is peace, there is tranquility that's descending. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself every night, not only on the night of Shab-e-Barat, not only in the night of some other big night, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on those big nights He announces from Maghrib time, but every night without fail, early part of the morning, or what we may term as late part of the night, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala announces, is there any person seeking forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there any person seeking sustenance so that I may give him sustenance? Is there any person seeking health so that I may give him health? Is there any person seeking this or seeking that so that I may bless him with it? Allah Ta'ala, who is the King of all kings, and Allah Ta'ala whose treasures are unlimited, He is opening His doors and saying, is there anyone now seeking? I am prepared to give it to him. So those who have got love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and those who are indeed seeking forgiveness for their sins and they believe truly that treasures lie with Allah Ta'ala, and therefore they want sustenance also from Allah Ta'ala's treasures, and they want a relief of all their problems, and they want an ease in all their difficulties, then they do not hesitate but to get up at that part of the morning and go into sajda. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. At that part of the morning, those who are the ashiks of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they place their foreheads in sajda and they seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is for those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq, but Allah gives tawfiq to the person who is interested in tawfiq also. If we are interested, then Allah ta'ala gives us tawfiq. Allah is not going to thrust it down our throat. Allah ta'ala is not going to force us. And there are so many virtues of that. As I say, that the whole world is talking these days of nothing but connection. Every network tells you get connected. Whether it's MTN or Vodacom or any other network, they all say get connected. And Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are also telling us get connected. But their connection is with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, where there's no annual subscription fees or anything of that nature. And there's no charges also for that call. And yet it is the longest distance call. You are dialing up to the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is free of charge. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, get connected with me. I am asking you that do you need sustenance? I will give it to you. On the telephone we have to beg that person, please give me an appointment and please solve this problem of mine. And then we do not know whether it is in his power to solve it or not to. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is opening his doors wide and he says that if you have got a problem, then ask and seek from me and I will answer your call. Whatever condition you may be, come. Don't hesitate. Don't say that I'm a very sinful person, how can I ask you? That is just like that mosquito that's set on the back of an ox. And after some time, when the mosquito was flying away, then it apologized to the ox and said, I'm very sorry I sat on your back. I must have caused you a lot of trouble and inconvenience and hurt when I was sitting on your back. So the ox says that I don't even know when you sat and when you left. So we should not think that our sins are so big now and so great that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is beyond his means and capacity to forgive us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is therefore giving us the big nights, He's giving us the auspicious nights, He's giving us auspicious days, He's giving us a whole month of Ramadan. We must make dua, Allah ta'ala give us good health and convey us to the month of Ramadan and bless us with forgiveness and His mercy in that Mubarak month. But we should not think that now we have gone beyond the limits, so therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is beyond his capacity to forgive us. It is just like the waves of the ocean, that in the ocean so much of sewage goes. The whole town, the whole city's filth goes into the ocean. But it is declared that the waters of the ocean are pak. Any person will make wuzu or make ghusl with that water, he will get pak. So it is just like that when the wave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat will flow over our sincere istighfar and tawbah, then it will be all forgiven. But the conditions of the tawbah have to be fulfilled, which I have repeatedly mentioned, I will go on repeating. That the conditions have to be fulfilled, that the person must sincerely repent for whatever he has done in the past. There must be that nadamat, there must be that shame. Two tears Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or two drops are most beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is the drop which falls from the eyes of a person who is ashamed of his sins, and out of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is crying. Hazrat Rabi'a Basriya, or Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, in the night of Miraj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw that container which you have heard before too. And in that container, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, what have you got there, O Jibreel? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that in this container I have got nothing but the tears of the believers, the tears of the ummatis. which were shed out of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or sometimes in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or sometimes in the seeking of jannat from Allah ta'ala, or sometimes in the seeking of protection from the fire of hell from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever it may be, but those tears were of repentance, of shame, of nadamat. Say, those are the tears that I have got in this container. Said, oh Jibreel, what will be the effect of these tears? What will be the effect of that? Said, if I have to throw it into the fire of hell, it will extinguish the fire of hell. So if those tears can extinguish the fire of hell, you think that fire which is burning in our hearts at present of restlessness, of anxieties, of worries, the fire of all kinds of problems which is burning our hearts and has taken away the sukoon from our hearts and the tranquility from our hearts and the peace from our hearts, you think those tears will not bring coolness to those hearts? It will definitely bring. Try it out. But the conditions have to be met that first there must be this nadamat, as I said, of tawbah. And then there must be that firm determination to pay back to whomsoever whatever right is due, whether it is financial or otherwise. But if anything is due to any person, then we cannot sit with that and expect that Allah Ta'ala will just forgive our sins. Yes, if the person made an effort during his lifetime, he went to those people, he asked them for forgiveness, or he asked them for an extension of time, whatever surplus he had, he sold and tried to pay them. After that, if his death came away, then we have great hopes in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that he will forgive this person. And Allah Ta'ala will make those people whom he was owing happy on the day of Qiyamah with some palaces of Jannat or something else. But he will forgive this. But provided this person made an extensive effort during his lifetime. Otherwise, just his shedding of few tears, no matter how many tears he sheds, and whether he sheds it in the masjid, or whether he sheds it at tahajjud time, or whether he sheds it at the multazam, or whether he sheds it at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but if he has defrauded, if he has committed fraud, or if this person has been stealing, or if this person has trampled upon the rights of others, or he's indebted and he hasn't paid his debts, then those tears are not sufficient for the forgiveness of those sins. Again I repeat, they say, Billi 99 chuhe khakar pir haj ko chali. That the cat first devoured 99 rats, and then it said that I read in the Hadith Sharif that if somebody goes to Arafat and sheds a few tears there, then you get maaf. So the cat proceeded for Hajj. So that kind of Hajj is not going to make everything maaf. Nevertheless, so what I was going to speak on, Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina wa akhtana. O Allah, do not call us to account. Do not call us to account. Do not condemn us. Do not seize us if we forget or if we make a mistake. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is teaching us this dua. And when you come across these type of duas in the Quran Sharif, then it means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling us that, listen, I am prepared to forgive you. I want to forgive you. I love you. I do not want to condemn you to hell. But do this at least. Ask me for forgiveness. I have got my doors open for you. As I mentioned earlier on, that at tahajjud time, Allah Ta'ala himself is proclaiming that, is there anybody seeking this or seeking that? Yes, I was telling you about the virtue that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us that that person who will read these last two verses of Surah Baqarah after Isha Salat, and I just explained that Isha Salat, after that it means till late night also, if the person before bed also, if he reads it, then it will suffice for him in place of tahajjud. That means for lazy ones like us, Allah Ta'ala made it easy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us that read at least Aman al-Rasul till the end. How long does it take? Hardly a few minutes, not even 2-3 minutes. And Allah Ta'ala is giving you the sawab of Salatul Layl. What a great reward. Therefore, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala know, they say that if a person, he is a sensible person, then he will not go to bed without reading from Aman al-Rasul till the end, the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that learn it and teach it to your wives and to your children. But do we have the time to learn it ourselves today that we're going to teach it to our wives and children? So there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling us that now make this dua, that do not call us to account for those mistakes that we make, for those errors that we make in our lives. If we forget, O Allah ta'ala, do not cause us to be punished. And Allah ta'ala has forgiven. If thoughts just come in the mind and they just cross the person's mind, but he has got no intention of going ahead with those evil thoughts, he does not want to fulfill the demands of those evil thoughts, then Allah ta'ala does not punish him. In fact, if he burns it in the furnace of taqwa, it will light up the noor of taqwa in his heart. That the thought came, but the person is going against that. He is suppressing that thought. He is taking the pain on his heart. And there is nobody that is watching. There is no restriction. There is no obstacle. There is nothing between him and that sin. If he wants to commit it, he can go ahead. But he restrains himself and he says, no, my Allah is watching. And that is what Ramadan does. That the person stays away from food, drink and carnal desires because he believes that it is the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and that Allah is watching. He can be alone in his home, but he does not even go towards that drink or that food, no matter how hungry he may be or how thirsty he may be. So here also, this person is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection, or is asking Allah ta'ala to forgive, not to call him to account for those weaknesses, for those shortcomings. I'm not going to the tafsir, there's other tafsir of this ayat, but then after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. O Allah, do not place upon us a burden as you placed on those before us. Before us, the Bani Israel, they had some very, very difficult laws. If any kind of najasat fell on their clothes, any kind of impurity, urine, stool or anything of that nature touched their garment, then it was not a question of just go to the tap and wash three times and it's park. They had to take the scissors and cut it, that section out. Imagine how many times they must have had to cut. And also other laws were very, very strict because they were a people like that. With the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have been given simple laws. So we are saying, O Allah, do not place upon us a burden like that you placed on those before us. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. And O Allah, do not make us bear that kind of burden which you made, which we cannot bear. Do not make us bear that kind of burden which we cannot bear, which we will not be able to bear. So it shows Islam, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us, it does not burden us with any kind of deeds or actions or any kind of amal which are difficult or which is beyond our capacity. If there is any difficulty, then it is we who have created that difficulty. If millions of people throughout history have been able to practice on namaz, on roza, on zakat, on hajj, if millions of people have been able to stay away from all the things that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have declared as haram, then how can we say that it is difficult? We will say a thing is difficult if millions of people are unable to accomplish it. But here it shows that we have made things difficult. We have created such a kind of environment in our homes that everything has become difficult. Nothing is easy and simple anymore for us. Our trade and our business, we have made it difficult. If we ran our businesses according to Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ahkam, it would not have become difficult. But we went rushing to the banks and borrowed on interest, and when we began sinking, then we start saying that Shariat is difficult. But Shariat wanted to save us from that kind of disaster in our lives. So every hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you look at it, there's nothing in there but beauty, there is nothing in there but easiness. If there is any difficulty, then it is from our side. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is asking us to seek forgiveness from Him. And this is something that is that has to be done extensively in the month of Ramadan. You will be listening to lots of virtues of Ramadan, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan or before that. But here what I am getting across to you is that these Mubarak ayat were given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the night of Mi'raj, and we have to make use of these ayat and these verses to get forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala before the month of Ramadan comes. We must not wait that when the month of Ramadan comes, then we will start making preparation. Our preparation should have begun long ago. But if we did not, then at least now we should start. Immediately give up all those sins. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given the ummah, or in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith Sharif, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, or Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned that on this earth, kana fil ard amanani min azabillah. On the earth, there were two things given for protection from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One was the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That those people in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, and all these people, they used to tell Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they tell you Allah to send the azab on us if you are on haqq. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in one ayat of the Quran Sharif, he says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. So as Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there were two things for the protection from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One was the personality of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his personage. His being amongst them, it was a protection for them from the azab of Allah ta'ala coming upon them. He was rahmatul lil alameen, Allah ta'ala protected them too. And the other thing is that they used to make some kind of istighfar. The kuffar, although they were kuffar, but they too had some kind of istighfar in their own way they used to make. Whatever kind of Allah they believed in, they used to make some kind of istighfar. The mushrikeen also. The Yahud and the Nasara also. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that Allah will not send down his azab until you are amongst them, or until they are making istighfar. Just give you the gist of, or just the meaning of that ayat. That until you are amongst them, or until they are making istighfar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not send down his azab. An arm azab. An azab which engulfs everybody. Allah ta'ala will not send them. So Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah alayhi in his Sharah of Mishkat Sharif, he states that إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يَنْفَعُ الْكُفَّارِ فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. That if this istighfar could be of benefit to those who were kuffar, that Allah ta'ala has kept his azab back, his punishment back, because they were engaging in some kind of istighfar, and yet they were not even believers in Allah ta'ala. They were from the mushrikeen, they were associating partners with him, or they were from the kuffar. But if that istighfar could have been of benefit to those people who were not even believing, or they were mushrikeen, or Yahud or Nasara, whatever they may be, then how can it be that it will not benefit those who are true believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? The righteous believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, why will istighfar not benefit them? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept this door open, and he wants us to enter this door. Allah ta'ala wants us to enter this door. Therefore it teaches us that say, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَخْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Inshallah, if Allah ta'ala gives life, health, and an opportunity to continue, we will continue. We make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from all our sins before the month of Ramadan. In fact, immediate, because we do not know whether we will even see the month of Ramadan. And then seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness for our sins, and ask for the ummah which is suffering all over the world. There is nothing else we can do. All our commentaries and all our statements and all our discussions and all our gossip and all our big announcements, they will not have that effect until we really cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala must give the ummah hidayat, that wherever they may be, they too must give up sins of their lives. They must start making namazes 5 times a day, get connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then seek from him, then see how Allah ta'ala opens the doors. And we must pray that Allah ta'ala protect them, protect us. Allah ta'ala ease their conditions. Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties and trials and hardships, and Allah Ta'ala give hidayat to those enemies of Islam. It is we who have not presented Islam to them. They haven't seen Islam in our trade. They haven't seen Islam in our businesses. They haven't seen Islam in our lives. They haven't seen Islam in our weddings and walimas. They haven't seen Islam in any aspect of our life. So who do you blame them? Who do you blame? So we must make a lot of dua that Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat. Bless them with Islam and Iman. But if they are obstinate, they have made up their minds that they will not ever change, they will never ever accept Islam, come what may, and they will create problems for the Muslim Ummah, and they will go on bombarding them and throwing the missiles and bombs on them and bulldozing their homes, then we must make a lot of dua that Allah Ta'ala must destroy them like He destroyed the Aad and Samud. That He must send His angels and assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. And He must protect the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.